Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of building the walls. And the question is, Midaraisa, how long do the walls have to be? So Midaraisa, the share of a sukkah is, the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. And again, this is a issue at the Midaraisa level. So the smallest sukkah you could build, you'd have to be machmer and say 7 times 4 is 28 inches. You can make a sukkah which is 28 inches by 28 inches, and you have a kosher sukkah on a Torah level. So the walls, of two of those walls, have to be the full 7 tvachim. The third wall, on a Torah level, actually, halacha Moshe Sinai, can be less than that. In a way that it will total up to a total of 7 tvachim. However, our minig is not to rely on this hilchasa and to make at least 3 complete walls, and preferably even we should make 4 complete walls. But we make 3 complete walls, so even if your sukkah is larger, we need complete walls on all sides. So there's a minimum size that we have. There's no maximum size. You make the sukkah as large as you want. So we already mentioned the next halacha is that the amount of walls. So we are machmer to make 3 shlemis, and there's a hitter to make 4 shlemis. Now, in this halacha of making shlemis, the point over here is we do not rely, even though in many areas of halacha we have a concept called lavud. And a lavud is considered as if it's enclosed. So over here, we're not going to rely on the din of lavud when it comes at the final sukkah. And if a person would decide not to put walls, but just to run strings around the sukkah and run the strings through lavud, i.e., he will measure out 9 inches off from the ground, and before he reaches 9 inches, put his first string. Then before he reaches another 9 inches, put a second string and run 5 strings around the sukkah like that. So lavud would tell me that if the whole wall is there. But we do not rely on lavud for the purpose of making the walls of the sukkah. However, even though we do not rely on lavud, we'll see later on there's a scenario which we do rely on the concept of lavud. Okay, now the area which is most complicated in halacha, I think most of us make our sukkahs, we make the walls up to the height of the sukkah, of the schach, so they're more than 10 tvachim high. We have 3 or 4 walls. We're not doing lavud. So we have everything that we need. The question which is more complicated in halacha is, how strong do the walls have to be? And this is a big machloikis to define the strength of the walls. And this is very relevant when we discuss the question of canvased walled sukkahs. Now, Shabura says that the Shulchan Aruch says that these walls of the sukkah cannot move in a ruach matsuya. So, depending on where you are, if you happen to live in the Arctic, what is a common wind in the Arctic might be different than what the common wind is where the more temperate climes. But whatever the ruach matsuya is in that area, you have to build walls which will not move in that type of ruach matsuya, the common wind which is there. Now, the Mishabura adds, so what are we worried about? We're saying that you are making walls which cannot withstand the wind. Of course you can't make such a sukkah because the sukkah is going to fall down. You won't have a sukkah. So Mishabura says, no, we're talking about that the walls will move, but they will not fall. So you build the sukkah strong enough that the walls will not fall down, not cave in the standard wind, but that they will move. So according to what the Mishabura understands, that sukkah is not kosher. And furthermore, the halacha says, even if the area is surrounded by it's inside of a chotzer, and which is protecting it from the wind, and therefore over there this will not happen. This is part of the definition of the walls. The walls have to be walls which can withstand a ruach matsuya without movement. That's the understanding of the Mishabura. However, there is the opinion of the Prima Gadim that this halacha is only true that it's possible if it actually will cause the walls to fall down, or if it will cause the walls to move so much that they're no longer considered a valid wall. So tomorrow we'll talk about, the next year we'll talk about what that definition is. And meanwhile, have a good day.